The views and opinions expressed on this show do not reflect those of News Radio FM 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the sponsor, Affiliated Insurance of Pensacola.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And my guest this half hour is Chad Piku. He's a general manager with Affiliated Insurance. Welcome. I haven't seen you in a while. It's nice
Good
to
morning.
Have you back.
Yeah, it's been about a year since we've
yeah,
been here.
I'm guessing you're here because, gee, this is the open enrollment
it
period.
Open enrollment.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about, so let's make the best use of our time. Let's get started right away with you just telling us about your insurance company, what separates you from the others, and how you can help folks today. They're trying to navigate these choppy waters.
Yes. So we're Affiliated Insurance. We've been a contracted general agency for Florida Blue for plus years over on Brent Lane. We have, you know, all of our agents are licensed certified agents. We have a local customer service team. So beyond the sale, we service our clients for the life of their policy. And as we'll talk about today, our service is even more important now moving forward with all of the you know, the uncertainty and the changes that are happening in both the Medicare and the under 65 market.
It's really hard to keep track. And what's kind of scary, I was talking with Chad before we got started, there's just so much misinformation out there, so many exaggerations, and your insurance is going to go up 300 to 500%. And so you get really nervous, like, what do we do? And so can you calm us down a little bit and maybe kind of guide us through all of this misinformation and so that we can kind of get on track with what we need to really be paying attention to?
Yes, and there's a lot of misinformation out there. We'll address some of that today. What I kind of wanted to do today was just walk us through really the summer, you
okay.
know, kind of what's brought us up to where we're at right now, what
Great.
We've seen, and you know, how that's going to play out into open enrollment, annual enrollment.
And that is right now. What's the deadline on that?
So we have a couple of different ones that are going on.
Okay.
And they all kind of overlap each other right now. For the off-market, so people that are not subsidized, we just buy directly from an insurance company, you know, with Florida Blue. Open enrollment started October 1st,
mm-hmm.
And I'll put quotation marks around that because there was actually a little bit of a delay on that for this year.
Right.
Which we'll discuss in a second. Marketplace, so mm-hmm. if you're subsidized, you buy through the marketplace, that does not start until November 1st.
No, that's next week, believe it
or
not.
Yeah, it's rapidly approaching,
mm-hmm.
and the deadline is December 15th.
Okay.
For the most part.
Mark your calendars. Don't wait till January 1st.
Right. Well, so once again, some changes we'll talk about today. We have till December 15th to make changes for January 1st. Open enrollment does continue this year through January 15th. So we do have a little bit of extra time, but changes done after December 15th would not be effective until February 1st.
Okay, very. I'm sorry. I just lost my point. Very good to clear that up. I was wrong. Okay. So tell us a little bit about what you brought to the table.
Sure. So there have been a lot of changes this year. Each year, CMS comes out with new rules and regulations heading into open enrollment. In addition to that, with the One Big Beautiful Bill, they codified some of those changes in that for the Obamacare, the under 65, the ACA plans. You may have heard that some of that stuff has been challenged in court. And back in August, several of those provisions were put on a stay while this went through litigation. The stay was there, then it was pulled off. This thing is still going through litigation. Some of the changes that, you know, the new rules will implement, and I'll run through these real quick if you have questions. You know,
yeah, please text in your questions at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, so some of the rules, a lot of these rules were going back to the original rules of the ACA when it was written back in 2010. Mm-hmm. Things have been relaxed. You know, obviously depends on who's in power up there as to whether things are a little more strict or relaxed. But like I said, a lot of these things are going back to the way they were originally written into the law, or things that were put in there in the 2017, 2018 time frame. Insurance companies are going to be allowed to collect back due premiums if someone comes to re-enroll. So if your policy canceled, you owed the company money, and then you go back to re-enroll. The company is allowed to go back and collect that past due premium.
Mm-hmm.
Florida Blue is not participating in that.
Okay.
So as long as the policy is canceled, they're not going to go back and chase past due premiums.
Okay.
Obviously, if you're still within your grace period, the policy is still active, you would have to catch that policy up to continue the coverage for next year. So some of the rules were, they're excluding DACA recipients from eligibility.
And what does DACA stand for?
That's the deferred.
There's a lot of acronyms in insurance.
Well, this is not insurance. This is for the unaccompanied migrants.
Oh, okay.
That came over under Obama. Mm-hmm. They put the DACA program in. They were eligible for enrollment. The biggest one that we're going to see, and this is one I want to make sure that people, if you're subsidized, a rule that they're going back to how it originally was supposed to be is, in order to continue receiving subsidies, for any prior year that you received a subsidy, you need to have filed your tax return and reconciled those subsidies, because that's how they reconcile it, is on your tax return.
Mm-hmm.
The last few years, they have relaxed that. So if you went two consecutive years, you might lose your subsidy. Heading into this open enrollment, if there are any prior years that you've received a subsidy and you've not filed your tax return and reconciled that, you will not be able to continue to receive a subsidy in 2026.
So you need to take care of that.
Immediately.
Okay, good advice.
Yes.
Take care of that right away.
Yes. There were some extensions. If you apply on the marketplace, if they cannot verify information, sometimes they generate what's called a DMI, a data matching issue,
mm-hmm.
where you have to submit documentation to prove your income or citizenship, things like that. They give you a 90-day time frame. For the past few years, they have given an automatic extension of 60 days at the end of that 90 days.
Right.
That's going away. If you have to prove income, they used to let you just attest, say, I promise this is what my income is going to be. They're no longer allowing that. You have to submit actual documentation, tax returns, pay stubs, things like that. So there are a lot of changes going forward. So I mentioned earlier the off market for October 1st was delayed a little bit.
Right.
That was because of this stay, because it affected insurance companies on the plans that they had filed,
mm-hmm.
and how they were filed. So they actually had to refile their plans September 30th, the
okay.
day before open enrollment.
Wow.
So we did have about a 7-day delay, but we are up and running right now.
Okay.
So if you're off market, we can certainly help you right now. If you are receiving a subsidy, we want to wait till November 1st.
Okay.
And get it done then.
And if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Chad Piku. He's the general manager with Affiliated Insurance with Blue Cross of Florida, correct? Florida Blue Cross, am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, Blue Cross and Blue Shield or Florida Blue.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got it right. So if you have a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. So we did have a question that has come in. Let's see. If I am turning 65 in November of 2025, but not retiring until March of 2026, do I need to enroll during this enrollment period?
So it would depend on what that coverage is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on an employer's group health plan,
mm-hmm.
you might be able to delay that. Once again, that's something you need to speak with an agent about, who can go over your specific scenario and give you
Well, you are an agent. What's your number?
That's great. We would love to help you with that.
There you go.
Give us a call at 850-477-5840.
Okay. Got another question that's come in. For retired people that don't like Medicare Advantage, can we switch to a standard Medicare Plus Florida Blue supplement? Any pre-existing conditions or issues with that?
So if you are on a Medicare Advantage plan and you want to go back to original Medicare, you typically will have to answer questions, mm-hmm. medical questions, to qualify for the Medicare supplement. As long as you can answer those no, you can enroll in a Medicare supplement to fill in those gaps for Medicare Part A and B. You can always go back to A and B. It's just depending on your scenario, you may or may not be able to qualify for that supplement to help fill in those gaps.
Okay. I'm talking with Chad Pico. He's a general manager at Affiliated Insurance. So if you have a question, 850-437-1620. This is such a broad topic when we talk about health insurance, but you had a few things that you did want to address today. What are some of the other things you wanted to talk about?
So, you know, with all these changes, we are seeing that there are some carriers in the state of Florida that are pulling out.
So oh, really?
For members that are on those plans.
Can you give us a heads up on who they are?
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
but those members will be receiving letters soon, if they have not already,
okay,
that their plans are being pulled. And once again, if you would like to look at Florida Blue, we would be happy to assist you with that. Just give us a call or stop by our office at 672 Brent Lane.
Okay. So that's very interesting. So you need to, I have a tendency to throw the mail on that little table that's by my door. You need to take a look at your mail, right?
Yes, absolutely. This time of year, make sure anything from your carrier, from the marketplace, that you're paying attention to that.
Okay, very good.
It can have big impacts on you.
Okay, what else have you got for us today?
So the other big thing that I wanted to talk about that's obviously on a lot of people's mind is the government shutdown. Right now, it's not affecting us drastically as far as what we're doing. The APTC subsidies are not being affected yet. Or they're not being affected right now. Those are not funded by the congressional budget, which is obviously affected by the government shutdown. But if the shutdown does continue, we shouldn't see delays in the on-exchange open enrollment period. We're being told that it will still continue and start on November 1st. But there could be some impacts. You know, if the marketplace needs to verify information, there is going to be some staffing shortages with HHS and the marketplace. So there could be some impacts, but the marketplace should open November 1st despite the shutdown, you know, going on. Obviously, we recommend using an agent. Mm-hmm. We have tools that we can get in there. Even with a shutdown or anything like that, we have access to the accounts. We have systems that wouldn't be affected by the shutdown. So give us a call. The biggest impact if you're keeping up with this, the big thing that's driving the shutdown is the enhanced subsidies expiring at the end of this year,
mm-hmm.
which earlier you mentioned, you know, some misinformation that's out there. One of the biggest things that we have run across so far is people thinking that all subsidies are going away. That is not the case. As part of the American Rescue Plan, Biden passed, there were extra subsidies that they built in.
Mm-hmm.
That is what is set to expire at the end of this year if Congress does not come to some sort of resolution. I think both sides want to address it. Unfortunately, one side wants to address it while the government shut down. The other one wants to open the government and then address it then. In the meantime, we're at a stalemate,
mm-hmm.
which is going to delay their decision in this, which is causing all kinds of chaos. And we're trying to figure out how this is all going to work.
I can't imagine being in your position right now because really everything's on hold for you. I mean, how do you go forward when these things haven't been defined?
So we have to go, we're accustomed to things changing.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to do is go forward with what's there now.
Right.
With things, if they come in and extend these subsidies, which many of us feel like that is going to happen, we don't know what that's going to look like. Are they going to extend it as it stands?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to change the amounts? You know, is there some kind of, you know, meet in the middle somewhere that they're going to do? So we just have to proceed with what's there now. If they come through with that, those extra subsidies would be applied. They may extend open enrollment to give us an opportunity to make changes because of what.
That was my next question, was do you anticipate if this goes on for a while, would they extend the open enrollment period? It seems like they would have to.
So I think it depends on how long it takes,
mm-hmm.
and what kind of impact that would have. But yeah, I think the longer it takes, the more likely it would be that they would really need to extend open enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether they do that, we are talking about the federal government, Washington, D.C. I'd never like to assume that they're going to make the logical, you know, the smart decision. But we would think that they would give us a little bit extra time to get everybody enrolled.
Okay. So you're seeing that right now. You've got the subsidies possibly will drop, you think?
So as things stand, rates go up every year. Rates this year overall across the board, state of Florida, across the country, probably the largest rate increases, you know, we've seen in a while.
Can you explain a little bit about why that is happening now?
So, and I've had this conversation with several clients.
Sure everyone's asking you this question.
Why does this happen?
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No. So, going back to everything we've talked about,
mm-hmm.
with all these changes that we're going through and with the subsidies set to expire and Congress had not come to a decision on this.
Right.
Insurance companies have to create their plans and come up with their rates back in March and April to be filed by May 1st, I believe. So they have to proceed with the expectation that these things are going away and what that's going to do to the market. If rates go up, subsidies drop drastically, you would anticipate that there would be less enrollment. So plans have to adjust premiums accordingly to, you know, I'm not an actuary on how that works, but it causes them to put more cost into their plans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happened.
Okay.
Now, if they come in and the subsidies are extended, especially for those marketplace members,
mm-hmm.
typically when premiums go up, the subsidies go up as well. So if you're highly subsidized, you would see very little impact even if rates went up.
Right.
25%, 30%, 35%.
Okay.
I heard this morning, the national average on the rate increases is about 32%.
Wow.
Florida Blue has come in below that.
Okay.
In the 20%.
It's
a lot of money.
That's a lot.
Especially, you got a family of four, paying, you know, a good chunk of change. Another 20% on top of that is
Well, even for employers who are trying to do the right thing by their employees.
Well, and this is primarily for the individual market.
Mm-hmm.
Some employers do offer ICRAs where they contribute just a flat dollar amount,
mm-hmm.
And they may increase the amounts because of the increased cost on the members.
Right.
A lot of this is very personalized.
It is.
Great reason to, you know, sit down with an agent who can explain your different options.
Mm-hmm.
Florida Blue has come out with some new plans to help kind of offset some of these price implications that members may have.
Okay. I've got another question for you. Is there any way to get out of Medicare and just go back to my old Blue Cross that I liked?
So if you're referencing your under 65 policy, no, there's not a way to go back.
Oh, but that's a great question.
When you become Medicare eligible, it's actually illegal for me as an agent to sell you an under 65
I didn't know that.
Product.
Interesting.
Yes. If you have one, you can continue to keep that for as long as you pay the premiums. But I, as an agent, can't sell you a non-Medicare product.
Mm-hmm.
If you are Medicare eligible.
Interesting. Okay.
So speak with an agent, find your best Medicare option at this point.
Okay.
This is the best thing that I could tell you.
Okay. Good question, though. If you do have a question, we do have a few minutes left at 850-437-1620. So, Chad, you had a few things you wanted to mention. Is there anything that you haven't had a chance to talk about this morning? We've got about 4 or 5 minutes left here.
One last thing that I'll mention for the Florida Blue members, especially on exchange, where you're getting a subsidy, there's been a delay in the renewal letters going out because of all of the...
Oh, right, of course.
The chaos and everything that's going on. Florida Blue's in the process of doing that. Those letters will look a little bit different this year. Typically, those letters go out at the beginning of October.
Mm-hmm.
They give you your new rate for your plan, and they would guesstimate your subsidy based on your current year subsidy, because the new subsidies actually don't come out till November 1st each year. So there was no way for them to give you a completely accurate number. This year, when you get your renewal letter for your on-exchange policy, it will give you the new total rate for the plan,
mm-hmm.
but it will not have any kind of guesstimate on your subsidy amount because of the chaos and confusion that's going on right now. So don't be alarmed when you've got a $20 premium right now,
mm-hmm.
and you get your renewal letter and it says, you know, your rates are $400. That's not to say that that's how much your rate is going to be. If your rate's $400 and you're getting, you know, $370 in subsidy, then your rate would go from, you know, $20 to $30.
Right, right.
But there's just no way for them to know that at this point. So rather than
Do you recommend renewing at that point and just hope, you know, kind of crossing your fingers and hoping for the best in terms of the subsidies, or how do you go forward?
So after November 1st, we can get into the system and we can see your actual subsidy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that this week when they generate that letter, they don't know what that subsidy
gotcha.
Is going to
okay.
be.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
So.
Oh, this is going to require patience.
It really is. Be patient with us. But we will do everything we can to help offset
mm-hmm.
you know, the pain that you're feeling with any kind of rate increase. We will look at other products to see, you know, is there anything else that we can put you in? We will, you know, turn over every leaf and stone to help you out.
So if someone wanted to come see you, how do they go about doing that?
So then give us a call, 850-477-5840, or just stop by our office at 672 Brent Lane.
And are you the one that's right there on the corner across from the hospital?
We are right next to the little city park, right mm-hmm. at the crest of the hill up from the movie theater.
Oh, up there. Okay, gotcha.
Two-story
yellow
and white building.
Yes, okay, because there's another office down the road.
Yes.
Okay, so this is different. This is different, the one up on the hill.
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad we clarified that. Someone sent it and said, I thought you were on Airport 9th. No, that's a different office.
So that's the corporate office.
Ah, okay.
That's on Airport 9th.
Okay, very good. All right, so what else can you tell us about what is happening in your world? Are you pulling your hair out as you watch the news every day?
I do. It's
it's got to be stressful for you.
It is.
It's stressful for all of us, but I can't imagine in your business what it must be like, because so much of it is out of your control.
It has been the hardest year to prep for.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine.
Sure.
Yeah.
Usually we have a very good idea 2 months in advance.
Sure.
Heading in. And this year, you know, we're a couple of days away from open enrollment starting for on exchange,
mm-hmm.
and we're still waiting for information. So,
but it sounds like the smart thing would be to, even though things are a little bit up in the air, if you're not sure what you're going to do, rather than try to figure out all those flyers that come in your mailbox, because I've been inundated with them lately, is to sit down with a qualified agent like yourself, look at your situation, because everybody's so unique.
Absolutely.
It's such a unique thing, your own health insurance and your family's insurance, and have someone sit down and help you navigate the waters. There's no reason why you should have to try to figure this out by yourself.
There's not. And unfortunately, we see a lot of people that come to us that tried to figure it out themselves and found out that they were in a plan where they couldn't use their doctors or didn't understand the benefits.
That's a whole other show. We can talk about that.
Didn't understand the benefits of the plan they enrolled in. They
mm-hmm.
picked it because it was the least expensive option, which
right.
is not always the best.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Chad. This
it's
is good.
Pleasure.
We've got to have you come back so you can help keep us straight on all of this information.
We'll be back.
Best way to reach you.
850-477-5840.
And your website?
AffiliatedINS.net.
Okay. Thank you so much, Chad. We're going to keep you abreast of what's happening in the insurance world right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.